Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
Hey there, Tampa Bay and around the globe. This is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. And we're glad you're joining us for this show today, whether you're listening live or whether you're listening later on a podcast or on Starcom Media Network, which we are on every weekend for this show. At any rate, we are just glad you are joining us today, and we're so looking forward to this show and what God's going to do. It's a blessing every single week to be here with you. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, and I believe one of our radio team members just called in. Megan, is that you? Are you there? Okay. Megan, are you there? All right. We'll see. We're not hearing her. Okay. I don't know what happened. Maybe she'll call back. But anyway, welcome today, and we're going to have a great show and just be excited about what God has to say to us today on Living the Good Life. We're in our ninth year on this radio station, and it is a joy every single time to be here with you all. Now let's see if we can get Megan. She's trying again. Megan, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me, Pastor?
Now this time I can. Couldn't a minute ago. Yes. Were you, could you hear me the first time?
Yes, I could. So I don't know what was happening.
Okay. I don't know either. Anyway, we're glad you're on with us, Megan. It's been a while. Megan Kramer from Connersville, Indiana. One of our regular team members. It's great, isn't it? We've missed you, Megan. We really have. Yep. It's just, you've had a lot going on, haven't you?
Yes, ma'am. I had my mom had a heart attack and then had open heart surgery, and but she's healed. She's gonna be on the air, and she's got a great testimony. She's got more of a testimony in the works too.
Fantastic. We're excited about that and anxious to hear from her. Are you on a cell phone or something? We're having a hard time hearing you.
I am on a cell phone, yes.
I wonder why we're having a hard time. But anyway, maybe it'll improve. Anyway, we're talking today. We're still in our series, Megan, on walking in prevailing peace. That's peace that goes above and beyond any circumstance we might be in. That's peace that kind of overcomes the junk in our lives, because God wants us to walk in peace, and we're going to talk about that today, that is God's desire for every single one of us. And I think so often everything that goes on in our lives makes it very difficult for us to maintain peace. Don't you think, Megan?
Absolutely. And I can, you know, speak for that, because for the things we just went through with mom, you know, it's something that could really set you off track. But when you focus your eyes, upon the Savior, and you pray for His mercy and His grace, and you pray for His peace, and you welcome it, it will overwhelm you.
Oh, absolutely.
And it does, because that's the only way that we made it through was His peace. The only way we made it through.
You know what? I'm going to ask you to hang up and call back. We have a bad connection. We're hitting you intermittently. So
okay,
do that, okay? Call back here in a minute. All right. And what Megan is saying is that because of everything that they have been going through in the last few weeks with Betty and the open heart surgery, which we will talk about here in just a minute, that gives you many opportunities when you're going through rough times in your life to really draw on God's peace. And that is what we're going to talk about today. How do you overcome situations that seem so difficult, seem so incredibly hard? Megan, let's try that one more time. Can you talk for me?
I'm on. Can you hear me better?
Much better. I don't know what happened.
Good. I changed cell phones, so we're good now.
All right. Yeah, that just, well, you did not have a good reception at all. So in all that you guys have been through, your family, your dad, your mom, and your husband, and the kids, and everything in the last few weeks, if it weren't for God and his presence in your lives and the peace that you all have learned to draw upon, it'd been a really difficult time, wouldn't it have been?
You know, it absolutely would have been because, you know, just something down to a minute detail of traveling by myself to Indianapolis, which is an hour and a half from where mom lives, with my two kids, one of which is only 7 months old. The only way I made it was, you know, as I'm driving, praying in
right.
the spirit, praying for
right.
the Lord's peace. And it washed upon both of my kids in a car ride the whole entire time in the hospital. I couldn't have asked for two greater children. And I had a couple of people tell me that they couldn't believe how well-behaved my kids are. And it's like, you know, it's the presence of the Almighty.
It is.
It's not me. It's the peace that we were carrying. It was the Holy Spirit.
That's exactly right.
It's just amazing.
That is what it was, because God was seeing you two, all of you, through all that. We're going to talk more about it in a minute, and your mother will join us here soon, Betty, but let's pray as we begin. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this opportunity to be on the air and to share you, Jesus, your life, your peace, your joy, your fulfillment in our lives with our listeners. Lord, we just thank you for every listener that listens live or listens later on the website or on Starcom Media. We thank you for everyone that hears these words of life today. Lord, we ask that you would just permeate their lives, that you would fill them to overflowing with your joy and your peace, and that they would grab a hold of this message today and truly, truly be able to live in it. And Lord, we thank you for that from the bottom of our hearts, and we thank you for your anointing on this show in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's start out with The Well by Casting Crowns.
Leave
great song.
Behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. I have what you need, but you keep on searching. I've done all the work, but you keep on working. When you're running on empty and you can't find the remedy, just come to the well. You can spend your whole life chasing what's missing, but that empty inside, it just ain't gonna listen. When nothing can satisfy and the world leaves you high and dry, just come to the well. And all who thirst will thirst no more. And all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, as you are. When your last prayer is spoken, just rest in my arms a while. You'll feel the change, my child, when you come to the well. It's all who thirst will thirst no more. And all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, but it can never fail. come to the will. Yeah. Leave it all behind. The world will try. Now that you're full of love beyond measure, your joy's gonna flow like a stream in the desert. Soon all the world will see the living water is found in me, 'cause you come to the well. Yeah. It's all who thirst will thirst no. It's all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, but it can never fail to leave it all behind. You come to the well, but leave it all behind. You come to the well. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind.
Your pursuit of perfection.
Leave it all behind.
Your fear of rejection.
Leave it all behind.
Your temporary pleasure.
Leave it all behind.
Praise God. Come to that well. That was by Casting Crowns. And that is exactly what we need to do. We need to come to that well of God's strength and his peace, especially when you're going through difficult times. I'm going to bring Megan and Betty and back in here in just a moment. But I want to read two verses as we start today on Living the Good Life. Isaiah chapter 26, verses 3 and 4. If you have your Bible, you can follow along. If not, that's fine. Isaiah 26, 3 and 4. And it says this, "You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is the rock eternal." One more time, God will keep you in perfect peace if your mind is steadfast, because you trust in God. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is the rock. He is the rock eternal. Whoa, Megan, talk to me about that. It's trust and it's keeping your mind steadfast. You want to talk about that through everything that you've been through in the last couple of years? Boy, this is a lesson you've been learning, girl.
You're not kidding. You know, because our minds can absolutely drive us crazy.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, 95% of the time, it's that the devil trying to distract you with your thoughts.
Right.
With those thoughts of, you know, for me, your mom's going to die.
Right.
Well, I pray that she didn't, because, you know, that was my whole entire prayer was, and rejuvenating my mind was just continuing to pray and to bring myself out of that, because that's where you have to recognize that those negative thoughts are going to get you off track.
Absolutely. Yes.
That's where prayer brings trust.
Yes.
Because through prayer, you're cleansing your mind. You're cleansing all of those thoughts out of there, because when you pray, you know, you're talking to your best friend. You're talking to the Lord.
Right.
And
your best friend, huh? That's pretty good.
Renew your mind. He's going to renew your strength through your prayers.
Right.
And he's going to come to you in that moment and be right there with you. Even you may not feel like you feel his presence. Excuse me. He's always right there with you.
Absolutely, he is. And, you know, it's so often in these dark times, so to speak, of our lives, you know, when we're going through so much emotional stuff, and just, you know, our physical strength may be absolutely just gone, you know, when we're going through this. We have to trust God. We need him. We need him so very much, you know. And when we're just floundering sometimes, Megan, if you, I don't know if you've ever felt that way. You're awfully young. Maybe you never have. But
no.
Go ahead.
But, you know, I've seen just in the past couple of weeks the physical struggle that mom is dealing with.
Right.
And, you know, there always has to be someone encouraging. Someone
yes.
with her, encouraging her, saying, hey, you know, and her, you know, Ben, me, and Dad, and little Andrew even is, Mimi, you're okay. You're healed. Just remember that.
Right.
And you pray through those moments of
wow.
And, you know, just hearing that song and thinking about coming to the well, and I'm
yes.
going to go back on the song.
No, please do.
The Holy Spirit's leading me to say this is if people have ever had a thirst that they can't quench.
Right.
Even with water, and I'm just, you know, speaking, you know, kind of here in spiritual terms, but is if you've ever had that thirst that you just can't quench,
right.
that's where you need to come back to the well.
Amen.
That's where you come for your strength. Even
yes.
physical strength comes
yes.
from the Lord.
Right.
It comes from prayer. And, you know, if anybody listening is struggling physically, come to the Lord. Come to the well and let him quench your body and give you that strength, that divine strength that only he can give you, because he wants to heal us.
Absolutely.
He wants to heal us of all of our emotional problems, our physical problems, all of it. And he's the only one that can do it.
He wants to. And so often I think the devil tries to convince us, Megan, that we're going through a hard time because we messed up. We've done something
right.
we shouldn't have done. We got into sin in some area of our lives and we are being punished. But, you know, God is a God of love and compassion. He understands our weaknesses. The scripture says he understands our weaknesses. He knows that we're but dust. You know, we're just human
right.
beings, and we're going to mess up, and we're going to get into times of fear. We're going to get into times of discouragement. We're going to address all of that today as we kind of wrap up this series on peace, because the devil is out there to constantly steal your peace. And in so doing, he steals your joy, you know? And if he can take
right.
your peace, then you get all messed up worrying about this and that, and it just, it's a snowball thing. And you guys are going to have you know, Christmas is coming. You're going to have snow up there and you're going to make snowballs. And you know what I mean by a snowball thing rolling down the hill. It gets more snow on it, right?
That's right. It gets bigger and bigger.
And so it's the same with worry, fear, doubt,
yes.
all these things, guilt, shame. They just have a snowball effect in our lives. Megan, talk to me about that. Oh, it does.
It does. And it just keeps gaining in intensity, doesn't it?
I mean, absolutely.
You know, when the devil gets you with one thing and gets you knocked down, he's going to bring in another one just to keep you down. It's going to
oh, yeah.
keep you down.
Yes.
And, you know, that's where it comes through wisdom from the Bible. It comes through wisdom and knowledge through prayer, talking to the Lord.
Right.
Because he does direct us. He
right.
really does. He directs me, because if I didn't have his direction, I don't know where I'd be right now.
Oh,
I honestly don't even want to think about it. Because of what I've seen the last couple of years. But, you know, it's amazing when we get coached by the head honcho, how different our lives can transform.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and you can make a 180 from where you're at right now. And
you can.
Just like the song says, you can leave it all behind you and you don't
yes.
ever have to take it back.
Oh, that's, absolutely.
That's his plan.
You know, there is a Spanish word that I love that I've been quoting a lot of Spanish scriptures recently, because I'm getting ready to do some mission work. And the word for weakness is debilidad. And it's kind of a cool word, but it just goes over in my head so often that is the thing that the devil works on all the time, is to get us to be weak. To get us to be weak in our minds, to get us to be weak in our thought life, in our prayer life, in our Bible reading. It's all about weakness, Megan. Talk to me about that.
It absolutely is, because when we're weak, we're not the strong warrior that we're supposed to be, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
We're down in the dumps. We're kicking at the sand.
Right.
We're putting things off. We're putting off praying.
Right.
Well, you know, prayer should be number one. The thing that starts your day is prayer.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, but sometimes we forget. I do. Because there's other distractions like children that are crying or whatever.
Right.
But, you know,
sure.
But prayer is such a key to our...
Oh, it is.
Our life, our life walk here on earth. Because, you know, I read something today. It said that, you know, this isn't my home. I'm just temporarily walking through here, through earth.
That's right.
To my eternal home.
Yes.
And, you know, that's the thing is, you know, we're going to have trials and tribulations here. But let's look at it from a different point of view as, you know, I'm here doing kingdom work.
Right.
I'm here to show people the Lord's love. The Lord's
yes.
peace.
Yes.
And, you know, it may not reach people at certain points in their life. You may not even see it working, but I guarantee, and I've told Mom this before, that people will remember your kindness. People will remember your love.
Because
Amen. Of the Holy Spirit.
Yes. Yes. That's excellent. And when we feel like we're not making an impact, or we feel weak, and we feel like we are just barely getting through the day because our problems are so huge, or we just feel bogged down by the circumstances we're in, but whether they be physical, emotional, financial, mental illness, whatever the situation may be, when we are feeling that weakness, that intense, intense weakness, is exactly when we need to draw on the strength that God provides more than ever before. That's when we need to do it, you know, when we're feeling that. And instead, what the devil does a lot of times to all of us is kind of lead us down a path of, we kind of forget that God can pull me out of this mess right now. We get sidetracked. And guess who just called in, Megan? Who do you think it might be?
That would be my wonderful, beautiful mama.
You think it's your mama? Betty, are you on the...
It's my mama.
Betty, are you on the air?
I am on the air.
Woo!
Loud and clear.
So good to hear that voice again. You know, that's been a long time since you've been able to be with us. A couple months, probably, right?
Well, maybe a month and a half.
Yeah.
It's good to be back. God, you know, God's mercy endures forever, and he has granted me a lot of mercy in these last few weeks.
Oh, you went through triple bypass heart surgery a few weeks back, and that was a difficult time, plus recovery, plus all kinds of little things that happened along the way. Efforts of the enemy to sidetrack you and get you down, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. It's just like today. You know, I woke up and it's like, okay, you know, I know what's going on here. But you know what? You have to put all your faith and trust in God, like you said before, that he's going to bring you through.
Yes.
And Satan did not want me on the radio today.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, guess what? I pulled up my big girl pants and praised God and said, I may be a little bit out of breath, so you'll all have to forgive me. But I'm here.
Yes.
God's here. And he's showing up.
Yes. Amen.
Today.
Amen. And why do you think the devil didn't want you on the air today, Betty?
Well, I think that, first of all, he's a liar.
Right.
He wants us to think that God is not with us. If God be before us, who can be against us?
Right.
He knew that there's a new anointing.
Yes.
Coming to
yes.
the church.
Right.
And who knows? It may start with us.
Right.
Revival will start with us once that we put our best foot forward
mm-hmm.
into the word.
Yes.
Praise him more and let the enemy know that you're not going to stand for what he's been giving you.
Right. Absolutely.
I think probably a couple, 3 or 4 weeks ago, he had me in, he had me backed in a corner because I had not been able to listen to the word, read the word, get the music that I so love to hear.
Right.
And he told me.
He meaning the devil?
Satan. Yeah. Satan, yeah.
Okay.
Said, you're in for the fight of your life and you're going to die.
Wow.
And I said, this was right after surgery.
Wow.
And I mean, this was in the night. Sometimes you can't sleep.
Right.
And I said, well, let me tell you something, big guy. My man, Jesus Christ, is on my side.
Amen.
And Jesus, all I had to do was say, and I'm serious.
I believe you.
Say the name of Jesus. And I had some anxiety and a little bit of that, and that came from the surgery, from all the meds and stuff that you're on.
Right.
But Jesus never left my side.
Amen. He never did.
The comforter, you know, he sent the comforter. Jehovah Rapha is my healer.
Amen.
I am the healed one.
Yes.
Satan.
Yes.
I am the healed
yes.
one. And there's people out there, I want you to claim that today.
Amen.
That you are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
You too are the healed one.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be emotionally, physically, financially. Whatever problem you're going through,
right?
Jesus is the answer.
Amen. He is, and he has seen you through and your family through a difficult time. I have a verse for you right now that is one of my favorite verses, and it's really for you and Megan, Betty, and for all of our listeners, and it is one that we need to mark in our Bibles. It is Psalm 29:11, written by the psalmist David as he had gone through so much. David probably was chased down more than any other person in the Bible. David was, King Saul tried to kill David 21 times. Now, I don't know of any other Bible character or anybody else I know anywhere that somebody's tried to kill them 21 times. So David certainly was on the run. David was on the run for years, and his own family turned against him. And David yet could write these words, Psalm 29:11, and here it is, and then I want you both to comment on this. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. I'm going to read it one more time. The Lord gives strength to his people, and the Lord blesses his people with peace. This is a promise written through the pen of David, who lived it, who experienced it. And he says, here's what I know about God. He gives strength to his people, and he blesses his people with peace. It's a blessing when we have this peace that we're talking about today, this peace that overcomes whatever trial we're going through. Talk to me about that, Betty, and then we'll get Megan's take on that.
Well, I think that the Lord gives us the peace that passes all under understanding.
Right.
And when we seek him first and his kingdom and all that he has for us, that peace comes in like a flood.
Yes.
Or it can come in like a wind and sweep over you.
Yeah.
And it's like when we prayed in a lot of times in the hospital room before Megan and Joe would leave the hospital room, is that there would be such a an anointing,
yes.
such a peace
yes.
that fell over that room, because that's what we prayed, that there would be peace like a river.
Amen.
It comes when you ask, when you believe, when you have faith. Just faith the size of a mustard seed, that's all it took.
Right.
And it still is available to us today, just for asking. It's unbelievable, the peace that comes from knowing that Jesus is with us.
Yes, amen. And the strength he gives you. He has given you a tremendous amount of strength, mentally, physically, emotionally, Betty, to be where you are at this point, just a few weeks past a triple bypass heart surgery. It's amazing the strength that he's given you, correct?
No, yeah. I mean, you have good days and you have bad days. Megan has probably seen it firsthand.
Sure.
When you're able to get up and you're able to walk without fainting, you're able to eat without being sick. I mean, there's just so much stuff that goes along with everything that we go through. The stress that we feel is that for me to be on the radio today, God brought me up out of the chair and said, you got to do this.
Right.
And I said, well, the only way I can do this, you have to forgive me. I'm very emotional.
It's all right. It's okay.
Yes. You've got to get up and you've got to do this. Do this for my kingdom. And I said, I will.
Wow.
I'll get up. So I'm up. I'm dressed. I ate this afternoon. So,
fantastic.
It's amazing. And being able to walk and not stumble.
Yes.
To be able to breathe and not have to gasp for air. we take so many things for granted.
You're right.
And Megan. We really do.
Oh, I know we do. Yeah.
When our feet hit the ground, our heart's still beating. We're still breathing. And we're still able to spend a day with him.
Praise God. Woo, good stuff. And we are so glad you are. Megan, you want to comment on all that Mama's talking about?
Absolutely. In fact, I have a little tidbit of her journey to share about it, talking about strength.
Yes.
Is the day after surgery, Mama was required to dangle, sit on the edge of the bed so that her chest tubes could drain.
Oh.
And she was in significant pain. And, I mean, pain I've never seen her be in before.
Wow.
And the nurses needed her to get up because in order for this pain to be somewhat under control, they needed to get the chest tubes out.
Sure.
So Mom had to get up. And she was down. She was in pain. And just, you know, pain and agony. It's like, I can't do this. And this nurse came in, and she happened to have a little bit of a, I don't know if you want to call it sarcastic to her, or she was irritated, but she challenged Mom, and she said, in fact, they wanted us all to leave the room, and I refused. So I'm in there with Zoe, and she looked at Mom, and she goes, where's your warrior spirit? Where's your warrior spirit? And I spoke up, and I said, she has a warrior spirit. I said, Mom, where's your warrior spirit?
Wow.
And I'm not joking. This woman, the day after surgery, something helped her stand up out of that, set up out of that bed and stand up on the floor on her own before the nurses could even help her.
Oh, my.
And she stood there. She never groaned in pain.
Woo!
She never shed a tear. And, you know, and then again, the nurse, where's that warrior spirit? And
kind of making fun of her? Was she kind of making fun of her?
Oh, yeah, taunting her, you know.
Taunting. Her. Yeah.
And Mom looked at her and she goes, I have a warrior spirit. And it's like, yes, she does. And, you know, and then Mom had to stand up again, and the nurses were kind of like, whoa. And it's like that was the Holy Spirit.
Yes, giving her strength.
You know, we prayed for the Lord to show up in a miraculous way, and there was more than one time in that hospital that he showed up and he showed off.
So, wow.
You know, it's just amazing to have seen that.
Wow.
And to see the strength that God gave her in that moment, just to get up out of that bed.
So you agree with some? Go ahead.
Go ahead. You're fine. No, I was
so
done. You're fine.
You agree with Psalm 29:11 that David says that he gives strength to his people and he blesses his people with peace. That's a perfect example of Psalm 29:11 working right there in her behalf. And Betty, that must have felt pretty scary at first to know you were going to have to stand on your feet after having surgery a few hours before. That had to be a little difficult.
Well, that's why I don't remember that.
You don't remember it?
I don't remember it. I remember, now she took pictures. I remember, I see the pictures. But a lot of the first two or three days, I don't remember at all, because I think it was probably under the influence of drugs, which the cardiologist
The good kind of drugs,
The kind, if you didn't have it, you wouldn't be breathing. And I said, well, I don't remember, but I saw pictures of myself standing up. And I remember maybe two or three days after that of them telling me what had happened.
Wow.
But the strength that comes from the Lord.
Yes.
Is everlasting.
Woo.
We may think that we're down and out, that we're outcast, that we are forsaken, that God doesn't hear us. But I remember reading in my Bible app when I was able to start reading, the first thing that it said God's mercy endures forever.
Oh, amen.
And it's like, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Right.
And I've stood on that scripture, you know, Lord, have mercy on me. It's where I came from and where I am now. I wouldn't have made it had it not been for the Lord, my daughter, my husband, and my grandkids.
Yes. Praise God.
The Lord is a motivating factor for
Amen.
Me.
Amen. Amen.
I mean, more so now is that my eyes, I have clearer, I don't know what I want to say.
Clearer vision of where, what God has for you?
Yeah. He's opened a lot of doors for me.
Yes.
That I didn't think that he had really opened. But as I sit back and I see visions of what's to come, what my life is going to entail, he ain't done with me yet.
No, he's not.
Done with me yet, people. He's not done with you. He's got a lot to accomplish before he comes back. And his peace is so calming.
Amen. It is.
It takes the stress away.
Yes,
I mean,
it does.
For lack of a better vocabulary word, it's just the peace that passes all of our understanding. I keep repeating that verse, but it is. It's just something that God gives us, and he gives it so freely.
You know, as you were talking, God led me to Psalm 34, three or four verses here I want to read to you, and then you can both comment on this before next song. Psalm 34, starting with verse 4, says this, I sought the Lord and he answered me. Reminds me of you, Betty. And he delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Whoa, Megan, you first. Wow.
Oh, my.
Powerful stuff right there, right?
It sure is. And, you know, when you take refuge in him, when you let the Lord be your coat when you're cold.
Yeah.
When you let the Lord cool you on a hot day. He's he's just a multifaceted of things. I could go on and on.
Yeah, but right.
When you let the Lord take care of you.
Sure.
It's a humbling time when
right.
you let the Lord take care of you, because you'll find yourself at the beginning of your day, if you're facing something horrific or something drastic or something that you think you can't handle, and when you ask for the Lord's help and you make it through the day and you look back and you're like, how the heck did I just
how
do that?
Did I do that? Yes,
it was the Lord.
Right.
Because here again, I had another several weeks of the same incidents as I did with Grayson. As I look back, I'm like, how did I just do that?
Right.
How did I make it here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the Lord, and that's
right.
when we need to thank him for what he's done.
Oh, absolutely. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Woo! Talk to me, Betty. Naturally, from what you've gone through, there definitely has to be fear. But you refused to let that control you, didn't you?
Well, yes. I went in first for a cardiac cath. And I thought they were just going to restent. And then I hear him say triple bypass surgery.
Yeah.
And
wow.
I have to tell you, I was a little scared.
Sure. That's normal. That's normal.
I've had anxiety on and off, but I went into a full blown anxiety panic attack when I got back to the room. Because I didn't know what to expect. I mean, I've been in insurance for years. I know what a cabbage is. I know what they do. But it's like, God, why me?
Yeah.
And it was a few minutes later, the kids and we all prayed. And the room just became deathly quiet.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit was there. and he brought some ministering angels
Amen.
With him. And it filled the room. I mean, there was even the nurse after that, this was several days later, she came in and she goes, I smell something. And I go, I said, you mean that gentle fragrance? And she goes, yes. And a lot of the nurses up there believe in Jesus. And she said, this one lady came in and she said, I love coming to your room. And I said, why is that? She goes, I just want to rest here.
Wow.
There's so much peace in this room.
Praise God.
And I walk in and she said, that's why I love taking care of you, because when I come in here, my stress just goes away. She goes, I just want to sleep when I come in here. She goes, because there's so much peace in this room.
Ooh, amen.
And that's the peace that we're talking about.
Yes,
today,
it is. It is.
Is the peace that the Holy Spirit gives us through his Son.
Amen.
Through the Son. And it's just, Pastor and Megan, it's something that I still, to this day, have a hard time putting into words.
Right.
Peace.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, there is a vocabulary meaning, but to be able to put it into words, can't do it.
Well, it goes along with this verse 7 of Psalm 34. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him, and that is what you've done. You've taken refuge in him. And I had to play this song today, Betty, because it reminds me so much of the ordeal you've gone through. The song is Whom Shall I Fear? Because we're not afraid. We're courageous. We take God's peace no matter what we're going through.
You hear me when I call. You are my morning song. Though darkness fills the night, it cannot hide the light. Who shall I fear? You crush the enemy underneath my feet.
God of angel armies is always by my side. Wow, I love that song. Actually, we did that song Friday night in our Friday night gathering. Great song. We're going to John chapter 14, and then we'll get Megan and Betty back in here in just a moment. On the day before, the night before, Jesus has to go to be interrogated and then eventually to the cross. In other words, about a day before the cross, the disciples are having this talk with Jesus, and they're afraid. We've been talking about fear and what can happen. And in John 14, verse 1, Jesus starts out that chapter in that discourse, and he says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." That is something that we have control over. You know, whom shall I fear? God is the God of the angel armies. He is our God, and he is with us every step of the way. He never leaves us or forsakes us, no matter how difficult life is for you right now, dear listener. And as we've been talking to Betty and to Megan, who have been going through so much, you're hearing their testimony that God did see them through this major crisis and that God was right there. Jesus says in John 14, 1, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going to prepare a place for you." Praise God. That's great. We are going to heaven, those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. And he says here, "I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." And then the disciples are just so confused here, and they're not sure what he's talking about. And so we're going to jump over to verse 23 before I bring Betty and Megan back in here. Because as Jesus is trying to explain to them that even though he is going to leave this earthly realm, he is not going to leave them without somebody to take care of them. And who he is sending is the Holy Spirit. And he says in John 14, 23, "I spoke all this to you while still with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will reveal and will remind you of everything I have said to you." And here is what the next verse, 27 of John 14. John 14, verse 27 says this. Here's what Jesus said, "I'm leaving you." And in the Message Bible, it says, "Here's my parting gift to you," which I think is very cute. "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." John 14, 27 is the verse where Jesus says it very clearly. "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." It's like we have some choice in this, Megan. Talk to me about this, and then we'll get back to your mom. I think it's interesting that he says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." He says it in John 14, 1. He says it again in John 14, 27. Talk to me, Megan.
Well, he's telling us not to worry.
Right, I mean, exactly.
Because there is no need to worry. Because everything that happens for a reason. And it's all within God's plan.
Amen.
And it's not for us to worry or to doubt or to fear, because that's not what the Lord brings to us.
Exactly.
The Lord brings his peace.
Amen.
This is what he was saying in those scriptures.
Yeah.
And, you know, the person that does bring the worry, doubt, and fear is the devil.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we talk about that almost every Sunday.
Right.
The devil is sent here to seek, kill, and destroy.
Amen. John 10:10. Yes.
The Lord sent Jesus to restore us.
Yes.
And to give us and show us the peace.
Amen.
And to be with us and give us strength.
Yes.
That's what he was trying to tell the disciples.
And he was saying, you know, you make sure that you don't fall into this quicksand of fear and doubt, because let not your hearts be troubled. In other words, stop yourself when it starts. Talk to me about that, Betty. Because, I mean, we do have control over this, do we not?
Yes, we do. And I'm just sitting here contemplating that after that song, is that we sometimes can be so focused on things of this world.
Right.
that if something goes haywire, oh my gosh, what are we going to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where are we going to turn?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's what the Lord was telling the disciples, is because he knew that they could fall into a trap.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very easily.
Yes.
If they would let it, if they would let it happen.
Right.
And that's why I think he kept reiterating, do not give in to it. Do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid.
Right.
I mean, that came out of Jesus' mouth himself.
Amen.
To his disciples, trying to tell them, don't give in to it.
Right.
Fight it. Fight it with everything that's in you. Fight it. Let that peace sustain you. It's almost like an extended release of peace that he wanted to extend to them, is to hold tight.
Yes.
Don't give up.
Right.
Don't fall into the trap. And I think that that still holds true today.
Oh, it does for every one of us.
Don't let the world captivate you.
Yes.
Because the world will fail you.
Right.
Jesus will never fail you.
You are exactly right. And in what you've just gone through, and in what a lot of our listeners probably are going through in their lives right now, some of them may be going through a physical struggle. Some of them may be going through a financial struggle, or trying to get a job, or a marriage breaking up. Whatever is going on in your life, dear listener, know that God wants you to have peace in the midst of what you're going through. And it's not that peace does not mean, oh, I like this crisis I'm in. No, God's not having you say that. God's having you realize that in the midst of the crisis, in the midst of the panic attack, in the midst of the fear of how you're going to pay the mortgage or whatever, God is right there, and he will. He promises to give you peace in the midst of your struggle, in the midst of it. Not, 10 years from it, but right now in the moment. Talk to me, Megan. Whoa. Whoa.
Well, I know I could get fired up, too.
There you go. Go right ahead.
It's the times when, I'm down in the waiting room of St. Vincent Heart Hospital while my mom is in on a 5-hour surgery.
Right.
And, there's a percentage chance of death. There's a percentage chance of stroke. There's a percentage chance that they may not be able to fix it at all.
Right.
But during that 5 hours of time, generally time like that creeps and crawls.
Yes,
it
does.
So inundated with worry.
Right.
Well, when you walk out in the parking lot and you start praying in tongues and you start having faith.
Yes.
And you start praying for a miracle.
Right.
And you start believing.
Right.
In the fact that he has his hand over the whole entire situation.
Woo, yeah.
That's when the peace washes down.
That's right. There you go.
I can't describe it to you, but all I can tell you was it was like waiting for maybe an hour and a half, but it was actually 5 hours.
Right.
But I had, the peace that was over our whole entire family, I can't tell you in words what it was like, because it was exactly like the peace that came when I was holding my deceased son at the hospital when he passed away almost 2 years ago.
Right.
It's something that you don't even have a time to worry. You don't even have time to think about the negativity, because there's no room for it to come in, because you're covered by the blood.
And what it is, Megan, is supernatural. It is something that we can't fabricate. It's something that is gift. It's a gift to us from Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said it right here, the counselor in John 14:20. What verse is that? 25. All this I've spoken to you while still with you, but the counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all these things and will remind you of everything I've said to you. Peace I leave with you. It's the gift. It's the parting gift. In the Message Bible, it says, here's my parting gift to you. Peace. Wow. That's a good parting gift, And he says, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. So it's not a temporary anxiety pill. It's not that. I'm not against medicine, but that's not what this is. Okay, this is supernatural. This comes from God, the Father. It comes from the Holy Spirit. It's a gift that Jesus left if we learn to walk in it and take it as our own parting gift. This is ours if we want it. Give me about 30 seconds, both of you, because we got it. We're almost on the top of the hour here, and we got to do our station ID. So, Betty, you first, and then we'll go to Megan.
Well, I think that, you know, it's signed, sealed, and delivered when it comes to peace.
Yeah.
There is no, when he gives it, he doesn't take it back.
That's right.
He's not an Indian giver.
Right, he's not.
He gives it freely.
Yeah.
He gives it abundantly,
yes,
over and above anything we could even expect or exceed. I mean, it's just, it's like one of the scriptures that kept running over in my head at night when I was asleep was, as a deer panteth for the water,
yeah,
so my soul longeth after thee.
Yes, yes.
And that's the peace, that a trickling brook, a deer that is wanting water.
Right.
That's what I so wanted in the hospital room is, God, give me that peace.
Yeah.
Continue to give me that peace. And he did.
Woo.
He did because I asked.
Amen.
I just didn't make it a brief statement. I begged for it.
And
but
you,
I didn't have to.
Right.
Because he gives it freely.
Amen. So you chose not to let your heart be troubled. Whoa.
No.
That's very courageous. Megan, real quick, 30 seconds, and then we got to go to this.
I'll be fast. You know, it takes, what it takes is courage.
Yes.
Because it's also a choice of yours.
Right.
Whether you want to walk in the peace or whether you want to walk in the junk.
Yes.
And you have to be courageous and be a good best friend to the Lord. Because if he's going to give you peace, you need to praise him for that.
Woo! Amen. You know what? You two don't even know that the song we're going to play right after the break is Courageous by Casting Crowns. And look how that fits so perfectly. You don't even know that. Dear friends, we hope you will find time to go to our website. It's www.bohmglobal.com. BOHM stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. So it's easy to remember, bohmglobal.com. We have almost 400 shows on our website for you to listen to. We are in our ninth year on this radio station, and so this is like show number 446 or 7 or something like that. We've been consistent week after week bringing the Word of God for 2 hours every Sunday afternoon and in the Tampa Bay area. Then in Starcom Media plays these shows on the weekend. And so wherever you're listening around the globe, because we are being played now in many countries, we just thank God that the airwaves are carrying these messages of truth. And we encourage you, go to our website. If you want to make a donation, you can do that too. Go down to the bottom of the homepage, go to donations. It'll open up a page for PayPal, and you can actually give for these broadcasts to go out across the airwaves. And Betty, as soon as we do this station ID, I want you to talk to them about our prayers at bohmglobal.com, our prayer line, for just a second before we play this song, Courageous. But dear friends, we're glad you're joining us today. We have another whole hour. Don't go anywhere. You still have time to call a friend and say, hey, why don't you listen to what I'm listening to?